Good evening, or good morning, wherever you might be in the world. This is the Mike and Abe Show. Abe is in the southern portion of the United States, somewhere near Cuba, but not quite over there. Okay.
ready to jump at any time.
Mike is in New York. Okay. And
here I am.
And Mike, you read that article I wrote?
Yes, I did. It was a very good article. I'm glad you put your writer's hat on again. So. The bottom line with the article about the Ubers and the Schmubers and the Lyfts and all these people is there's only so many ways you can cut up the pie, and they never put a cap on the number of these crazy transportation network vehicles so they can make a living. So now these drivers, their business is drying up, and they're scratching around in search of a bone here and there, and it's almost like the city is looking the other way because they know they screwed up, and these guys are stuck with cars. So they're lurking at the airports, they're lurking at the terminals, and now you're saying they're going over to the hotels and just shooing the yellow cabs away. And not worse than that, they're overcharging the people and telling them the yellow cab costs a lot more than it does.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very, very, you know, weird stuff happening just within the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sent that article. I wrote it the other day, and I sent it to Taxi Insider, okay?
Uh-huh.
I also sent it to one of the New York publications, The Observer. Hopefully, they'll print it. If not, I'll send it somewhere else, okay? I want that article out in public.
Oh, it'll get there. I mean, like right now, you can tell the folks that it's on our website. It's a very good article.
No, I haven't put it on the website yet, but I'm waiting for the Observer to see if they accept it. Okay.
Oh, you don't want to lose a payday.
No, I don't care if they pay me. I'm not looking to get paid. Okay.
Why the Observer? Why not?
Well,
why not
somebody somebody suggested the Observer. The New York Times has a policy. I've written things for them before. They never published anything I wrote, okay? But their policy is that you can't send it anywhere else until they reject it.
Please. Is that what their policy is?
Yeah. That's what it says when you send something into them.
How long does it take them to accept or reject, usually?
I don't know. You want me to send it to the Times? You think I should send it to the Times?
Well, not under those circumstances, because then you can't put it anywhere. So
yeah,
I just send it to Donald Trump's son-in-law, i.e., the publisher of the Observer.
Well, I did. I just sent it this morning. Yeah. Okay, today is Sunday. For those listening,
yeah.
All right. So maybe I'll give them a day or two to get back to me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I will put it on the website in time, and it will be in the next issue of Taxi Insider. Okay, because I know our friend Dave will publish it. Okay.
And that's better than the Times. When you're in Taxi Insider, you've arrived. Okay?
Yeah, right. Well, in that article, we could talk about the article. In that article, and, you know, I sent our friend Ron an email this morning with a picture of one of the taxis in Florida, okay,
right,
which has the app that they use on the door of the taxi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, why, you know, not only should our rates be back on the door, which I put in the article, okay, all right. I mean, you know, we wondered why were the rates taken off the doors. We couldn't fathom what was going on here. Okay, why are the rates being taken off the doors? This was 4 years ago already. Okay, I mean, these rates have been on the doors probably before I was born. Okay, I was
always every single year. Single year.
Right. And any time we had a
fare, knuckleheads took them off.
Right. Any time we had a fare increase, the new rates went up on the door. The public was always well aware of what we charge, you know. So all of a sudden 4 years ago they took the rates off the door. I thank the previous taxi commissioner for that. This is all his idea. And it probably came from our friend Bloomberg, who said he was gonna destroy our effing industry. Right. Okay.
Well, I think you might be right, because it sounds like they wanted to homogenize the industry as making it one big blob.
Yeah.
And one way to do that is take the identity away from the yellow cab by taking the rates off the doors.
Right.
So that I think it's idiotic. And also, I know at Kennedy Airport, the people never talk to the taxi dispatchers. So if they talk to the taxi dispatchers, I'll say at least at the terminals, the guys in the lot who dispatch the cabs have more personality than the people at the taxi terminals when the people get into the cab. So with that in mind, you have to have these rates on the doors because they don't even talk to the dispatchers. They come into the cab and says, how much is it to go to the city? I said, why didn't you ask the dispatcher? He goes, oh, I don't know, meaning I don't want to talk to that guy because he's got an attitude, all right? So they always ask me how much, how much, how much, how much. And I tell them, and a lot of times I say, listen, an additional stop after I drop you from the flat rate from Kennedy is an extra fare. Oh, why is it an extra fare? And I say, listen, ask the dispatcher standing right there. You're supposed to ask the dispatcher all these questions, and they never do. They come in, and as I'm rolling away, they ask me why. So one way to alleviate all that is to put the information on the side of the door with the cab, which was there, working very well for about 60 or 70 years, and then the new regime decided to take the rates off the side of the cab doors, and now they're gone, and they're not even working for the city anymore. So this is a problem. Historically, all these geniuses come in, they F up the business, and then they leave. And we're stuck with, the people who remain are stuck with their mess.
Well, the hotel,
go ahead.
No, the hotel,
I'm glad you brought this to light, though.
The hotel doormen have used this to their advantage by telling people, oh, those taxis, they charge too much money, you know, we'll get you an Uber car, you know, which, you know, is an Uber, not using an app car, okay? You know, he's got a sign in his window that says Uber, and we don't know who he is, okay? Uber Schmuber, right? And, you know, they're much cheaper than taxis. How much did JFK? Oh, $85. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens is when they get to the airport, they just play the same game. They got guys working for them inside the terminals. You know?
Right.
And this is
with walkie talkies.
Yeah. And this has been documented on CBS News, I believe. Okay. Yeah. And they should do more of a story about this. Okay. And And Carolyn, compadre in New York, one of them, and reporter for the NYC Taxi News, okay? She's been trying to get in touch with some of these people, okay? News people, and, let's get this story, let's get this out into the public, okay?
You're damn right.
Yeah, I mean, we know it, let the public know what's going on. You know, not just one story here and one story there. Let's talk about it until the TLC and the New York City Police Department and the Port Authority Police put an end to it. There is no excuse for them not putting an end to it, okay?
Right. Well, I'll tell you. By the way, I just wrenched my back the other day.
Oh, nice.
Did nothing. Just bent down to pick up a piece of paper on the floor and bah! In the lower left of the back. So that's what that grunt was for, not for the...
Well, lesson learned. Don't drop paper on the floor.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
I said don't drop paper on the floor.
Don't drop paper on the floor, especially money. Don't drop that on the floor.
Oh, is that the kind of paper you dropped? You drop money?
I dropped just like a nothing piece of paper and no weight, no anything, and just... I must have twisted the wrong way and then... Bah! It's getting better. So, anyway, back to the issue at hand, plight of the cab driver. It's just, I'm just very worried now because Trump got elected president, okay? And I that bodes bad for de Blasio fans because it kind of dismisses his whole weird agenda that he's been following. And I'm starting to wonder how much de Blasio even cares about this stuff because it's his last year in office coming up in 2017. And I don't think he's going to get reelected. So if you know way in advance you don't have a snowball's chance of getting reelected, then what are you going to do? It jumps back to the people who are running for mayor versus the person who is the mayor to find out what they can do and what's wrong with the taxi business. But they're all sitting in the tall grass now. They're not really yet for what they call the silly season. So as much as we hoot and holler, I'm just wondering if this guy still gives a damn. Because his ratings are I mean, if his rate is get any lower, he's going to have to learn how to speak Chinese.
Well, you
It's
know,
ridiculous.
I'm going to answer your question. What you know, these people know that they're not they don't stand a chance of being back in office. But what did the last mayor do when he knew he was in his last year? He decided to pick on the taxi industry.
Yeah. When in doubt.
Okay.
When in doubt.
You know, he lost.
Go ahead,
you know,
go ahead.
He lost the case about the taxi of tomorrow, and he told the guy that brought the case, I'm going to destroy your effing industry. Okay, in a public
right.
place where reporters were there and they heard, they put it in the newspapers. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Was at a ball game. I think he was at a basketball game.
It was
game.
A basketball game, I believe, at Madison Square Garden. Okay. And
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
and he was actually a guest in the booth of the guy who he was telling this to.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
Yeah, well, I read an article. I dug up an article. I sent it to you. I don't know if you read it. Okay, from that time. It was in May of 2013 that this happened.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me just jump in here and say, when Bloomberg was mayor for 12 years, first of all, he should have been mayor for 8 years, but they cooked something up with the city council. They gave him another term in office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure that one out. All right. I mean, Giuliani didn't get a third term because of term limits after he was the mayor of the world after 9/11. So Giuliani couldn't get a third term, but apparently Bloomberg managed to finagle a third term. I guess he promised them everything and gave them nothing, but he got a third term in City Hall. So first we're starting with that little floor of the negotiations. Then while he was mayor in New York City, I got to tell you, the taxi medallion was $1 million apiece, and he did give the cabbies like 2 or 3 fare increases with the help of the former chairperson, Matthew Das. So as much as we're going to throw rocks at the bus with Bloomberg is gone, when he was in there, the medallion was worth $1 million, and the cabbies used to get a fare increase to help them keep pace with inflation. This guy at de Blasio falls out of the sky. Nobody knows him, gets elected mayor. I'll tell you another thing about de Blasio of New York, which I'm not too thrilled about. I voted for Trump, all right? I catch hell every step of the way when I tell people I voted for Trump. So now Trump is the president. I want them to investigate to find out how Trump got 10% of the vote in Manhattan. How does Trump get 10% of the New York City vote in Manhattan when he lives there and his name's all over everything? Maybe 20%, maybe 30%. 10%, that's nonsense. How did that happen?
Well, maybe he's not liked in Manhattan.
Well, he's not liked in a lot of places, but 10% in Manhattan? You got 9% in the Bronx and 10% in Manhattan. That's ridiculous. But, I mean, the point being, when de Blasio got elected to... When de Blasio won the primary to become mayor for the city of New York, that's basically the mayoral race. It's such a democratic city that when you win the primary for mayor, you're basically the mayor because there's some – the Republicans always run some, like, Lamb of God politician who's going to get 25 or 30%, gets on TV, says a few things. But usually the Democrats pick the next mayor. And de Blasio won the primary, and there were some places where – an African-American guy. Who was the guy de Blasio beat in the primary? He was like a Board of Education guy, and he's the same guy that Bloomberg beat in the primary.
I don't know.
The poor guys lost 2 mayoral primaries by a combined total of about 6%. Anyway, there were parts of Brooklyn where this African-American guy running against de Blasio would get 10% of the vote, 15% of the vote, 9% of the vote. And I doubt there are parts of the city where some people are that savvy where they're going to vote for, speaking frankly, a white guy with an Italian name versus a career African-American chancellor who's been in city politics all his life.
Mm-hmm.
So that should have been investigated, and it wasn't. And
okay.
Now it turns around. The point being, I'm just wondering if de Blasio is there on merit or if somebody maybe he doesn't know, maybe he does know.
Well, you know, Mike, he's
going to
run for a second term, de Blasio.
Oh, of course.
You know,
yeah.
So you know, this thing is going to heat up. You know, right now it's almost December. It's the end of November. Okay.
Yeah.
And this thing is going to heat up month by month by month starting now. Okay. All right.
You mean like right now?
Yeah, like you know, you're starting to hear little tidbits of it, okay?
Right.
You know, Christine Quinn, who got knocked out of the last one, she's back in the news here and there. Okay, I mean, there's all kinds of people that are bucking for this job, okay, and then Uber is going to have their man or woman.
And Uber is going to throw money at everybody who's running for office. And I'm just wondering what our so-called taxi leaders with the deep pockets are going to do. Because, here's the very frustrating thing with our so-called millionaire, billionaire taxi leaders is they only do anything when at the exact last second. And you have to keep people happy during the course of the year. You can't all of a sudden go in with an envelope stuffed with cash when you need something. You have to be supportive of the process because then they're not going to do anything. So, I mean, right now I think the whole thing is a mess. But I know our competitors, for lack of a better word, are taking care of business. They're getting friendly with people, taking them out to dinner, making deals, blah, blah, blah. We, on the other hand, do nothing. And you got Mike and Abe with the show, you get Dave with the show, you got a few people helping out the drivers, but at what point do we get proactive and have a consistent lobbying machine to help us? I'm
Well,
just wondering when that happens.
we're not at the level that we could do much about that except talk on our show. Okay, so that's a good question, and if there's anybody out there that wants to answer it, they can get in touch with us. But I just want to say this, that what the city needs, what New York City needs, is for this hotel mess to be cleaned up. Okay, the illegal vehicles to be cleaned up. Okay, for the traffic to be eased.
East, yes.
Okay, I mean, now they have a Trump lock, right? If you
Yeah,
get
tell me
anywhere,
about it.
if you get anywhere near Trump Tower,
Yeah.
it's Trump lock. You can't, you can't, I understand you can't move at all, hardly, right? It's just too late.
If anybody trying to drive in New York, avoid 56 and 56th Street and Fifth Avenue at all costs. Like you can hear, I think the demonstrators are drying up now because it got too cold.
Yeah, but even
So
without the
the snow,
dem
I.
yeah e even without the demonstrators, I believe Fifth Avenue is down to two lanes.
Yeah, it's down to two lanes, and they have demonstrators on the sidewalk. And with each passing day, this is what the demonstrators sound like. Here's my invitation of the demonstrators in front of Trump Tower. You ready?
Yeah. Go home.
So that goes on all day long. Nobody knows what they're saying. They're just chanting, and they have signs, and they want to change the election, and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, just in general, the other thing I read, you might be on this. Was there some report that came out that the city pays $3 million for that said 43,000 Uber cars have no effect on traffic? Is that real?
Are you kidding?
No, somebody told me the city spent $2 million
Well,
and they put a report in.
everybody knows about that study that was done.
Well, say it again, because a lot of people don't. I
You know
just
what it
found out the
was?
other day.
It was a study in a hurry. Okay.
Well, from the top, take it from the top, because a lot of people don't know. What
Well,
was that? Go
back
ahead.
in June of 2015, the mayor wanted to do a 1-year study of the traffic, and Uber brought Cuomo down on his li on a leash. Right to City Hall, to stop the city council from imposing a temporary cap on their vehicles, right?
Yeah.
You remember that, right? Come on.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I mean, the people don't. A lot of people are people that don't. Go.
Well, most New Yorkers know about this, but I'll explain it, okay? And he wanted to do a 1-year study to see if the Uber was affecting. Or the increase in for hire vehicles, mainly Uber cars, was affecting traffic, and they came back with a study in a hurry. They said, okay, we'll do a 4-month study. That they agreed to a 4-month study. Why they had to agree anything with Uber is beyond me. There should have been a genuine what do they call it impact study, of the of the congestion, but they hired some firm, paid them $2 million, and they came back and said, no, they're not causing any extra traffic. Okay, and anybody with a brain knows that this isn't true. Okay, all you got to do is walk out on the street, right? I mean, or get into a car. I mean, a fare that should be taking 10 minutes is taking 45 minutes, right?
And I'll tell you something else. I was going into, I gave the weekend guy the cab. So he's dropped me off. I live right now by LaGuardia. So I said, okay, just drop me off at LaGuardia. You can run right into the lot. We get to about 10 blocks away, 82nd Street, wall-to-wall traffic on Grand Central, on the side streets. Everybody's getting away for Thanksgiving on Friday. And I'm saying to myself, invariably, dude, you have no idea, invariably, I'll say a third of the traffic was non-yellow for-hire vehicles, just squashed together, pouring into LaGuardia Airport because they're getting the call, LaGuardia Airport needs cars. It's stripped. Please help. So invariably, everybody pours into LaGuardia Airport, blocks up the entire thing. And again, this is just, like I said, this is the environmental impact study where you have 43,000 cars who don't know anything and are new to the business, and they all go to the same places at the same time en masse. It's got to be dangerous. I mean, at what point does the danger factor come in just for people driving an ambulance or for police trying to get somewhere to help anybody? So I just wondering when the festivities are going
to
begin.
Well, this has to be an issue in the mayoral race. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was going to be leading up to, you know, before we started talking about something else. But this has to be an issue in the mayoral race. And I think that most people will vote for the guy that's going to take care of this. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they have to get rid of all of the illegal vehicles, you know, all of the vehicles that are not needed. And in order to do that, they have to station police and undercover people at the hotels. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And when they see that the doormen are being bribed, okay,
mm-hmm.
to put cars in these illegal vehicles, okay, then
right.
the doormen should be arrested. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not kidding around. I'm not kidding around here. You know, the doormen should be arrested. Okay. The vehicles should be seized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, or at least given a such a heavy fine that they won't do it again. Okay, we have there's law on the books that says 2,000 for the first offense, 4,000 for the second offense, and 10,000 for the third offense, and loss of license within 10 years. Okay.
Right, like real license, not candy
right.
license.
These laws have got to be carried out as they're written in the books. Okay, that will get rid of many of these vehicles. Okay.
Right.
Okay. The rates have to be put back on the doors of the yellow cabs.
Yes.
Okay. The apps of the yellow cabs have to be displayed on the doors with the rates.
Exactly.
Okay. Just this simple thing, okay, will alleviate much of the traffic.
Well,
right?
I got to tell you something. The other thing is, you know, little picture, big picture, little picture of the politician. They constantly poo-poo cabby advice. Because they're the geniuses and we're just cab drivers. We know like 10 times more than they do, but historically they've always poo-pooed cabbie advice. But the big picture is you got tourists coming in to visit the city. They're going to hotels. And if they're going to get ripped off by illegal limo drivers, then they're going to get ripped off by the doorman. If you can't trust the doorman of your hotel to protect you from getting ripped off, what the hell is going on here? That's almost like the cop of the hotel is the doorman. The doorman is supposed to be some semblance of security to protect their customers. Now, if you got a doorman who was doing the opposite and trying to find, well, they used to call them lollies, as in a lollipop sucker. That's like an old JFK. Like, just if those folks are listening, like the cabbies who rip off people at the airport. They used to have a name for the people, for their victims. They used to call them lollies.
Right.
As in lollipops, that's suckers.
Right.
So if the doorman sees a lolly at the hotel, and this lolly has some, how much is the cab to the airport? Oh, no, you don't want a cab. It costs $100. You want the limo. He'll get you there for $125, and it's a limo, too. If the doorman is ripping off the customers of the hotel, then how in the name of God would a multi-billion-dollar hotel chain want to risk getting sued and promoting criminal activity from some guy standing with a hat in front of their hotel? What at what point does the chain of command going up the ladder say, listen, we got to stop this. I mean, there's probably some flunkies at the door who are getting paid, and a little social strata of people who are benefiting from the doorman ripping off hotel customers. But the other thing for the city is these people aren't going to come back. So if these people have a good experience in New York, the service was great, versus, oh, the hotel was horrible, we got ripped off every time we wanted to get a cab, we're never coming back. So it's billions of dollars going down the drain because some guy standing in front of a hotel worth making minimum wage is trying to rip people off. It has to get taken care of. I mean, this is what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I'm glad your article is making it through. I'm glad your article is running the gauntlet of press, because I think you have to get this thing out there and just let people know that the mess at the door. You have, it used to be just yellow cabs in front of these hotels, but you have a guy in a SUV with Pennsylvania plates who's not even licensed by the city, sitting in front of a hotel waiting for a job to Kennedy Airport. That's crossing state lines. That's fed stuff. I mean, you're going to get thrown in federal prison for getting cabs to the airport? Come on. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, this has to be dealt with. Okay?
Has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And we're just the people to do it. And it's I want to thank everybody for listening to this great website, by the way. We have the world-famous Mike and Abe show online as we speak. And I got some London guys who have their own taxi online show. You want to get them on one day?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. I mean, I don't know how you're going to hook up the...
Well, you got to make a three-way call. I can't do it with my computer. Okay, I told you this.
Right.
All right, so we'll talk about this off the air.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you don't have to go through this tech stuff now. Okay, but you need a way
just want to tell people, there's two guys I want to tell people in the future we're going to get on the show. There's the guys from London who have a lot of Uber stuff going on. And there's a guy from Chicago who was also on the front lines of the Uber. And I also want to ask the guy from Chicago, his name is George. He's a great guy. I want to ask him about the Cubs World Series. I want to ask him about the crime for cabbies in the south side of Chicago, where it's basically been turned into a meat grinder with the shootings and the killings and everything else going on there. So we have two potential guests I'm going to line up with your permission, Mr. Abe.
Line them up, okay? We'll talk about it off the air, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Okay, so I just want to tell the folks at home,
the
show's doing great. We got people coming on board. We're going to have a lot of fun in the new year. I'm into it.
Okay, let me bring up a couple of things here. In last week's show, we mentioned the Port Authority meeting and the $4 fee that we believe they were going to enact. And from what I understand, this wasn't done. It wasn't even part of the meeting. And the meeting was like one of the head guys there didn't even show up. Okay, and I was reading that a lot of the meeting was about building a new Port Authority bus station on the west side. Okay, so this delays it. But you know, have you heard anything that I didn't hear?
Well, this was a little like flash flame up thing, where all of a sudden there was this hysteria. Oh, they're going to charge $4 per cab to park at the airport, like a new airport. Parking garage company took over the taxi dispatching and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, that's my bread and butter. I work at Kennedy every day. So I was very interested. But the last I heard, the silence was deafening. There were no, I didn't see any organizers running through the airport lots. I didn't see any posters or flyers. But I did hear about this Port Authority meeting. And what usually happens if there's any blowback, they back off. Like if they hear there's a rustling of cabbies getting concerned, they'll just take it off the agenda. I mean, they'll throw it out there to see which way the wind blows. And if they get a gale force of cabbies set, then they take it off the table. It's like a cat and mouse game, historically. And I think $4, first of all, they hit us with 43,000 Uber cars. Then they hit us with 50 cents per trip. Then they hit us with 30 cents per trip on top of the 50 cents per trip. And then they want to charge us $4 to park it. It's like, what the hell is going on? And then tolls. I mean, if you had 50 cents a trip, 30 cents a trip, $4 to park at Kennedy, and then the toll going into the city, that means $10. $10 would be taken out of every fare from JFK into Manhattan.
You know, every time the Port Authority raises tolls, You know, they raise all their other rates also. So if they're going to put $4 on parking at the airport for every time you go into JFK or LaGuardia, right? And they should have another toll increase. You know, they're only getting $15 to cross the George Washington Bridge. You know, I mean, you know, such a small amount of money, right? I mean, you know, it's a,
I mean, you know, for $15, they should give like a T-shirt or like some hot chocolate. Like when you go through, have like a free cup of coffee or something, right?
Well,
or
you know,
a vodka or something,
you know, I was reading that New York City is going to go cashless. Okay.
Going to go what?
Cashless tolls. Okay. They have that here in Florida. Okay.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah, where there are no toll booths. So either you have what they call the Florida Sun Pass, which is equivalent to Easy Pass in New York.
Right.
And they have readers that read you when you pass a certain point. Okay, they read the, you know, and if you don't have the Sun Pass or, you know, in the car, what it does is it takes a picture of your license plate and you get a bill in the mail. Okay.
Now is the bill more?
No, it's trivially more. Okay, maybe another 15, 20 cents or something. Okay.
Oh man.
All right, but of course the Port Authority would add an extra $15. You know, I mean, you know.
Now,
I say that jokingly. I just want to say that. Okay, but you know the way they operate, it's like you know, soak as much as you can at them. Go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's called the soak pad. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well. The other thing is they talked to the MTA. They said, oh, you know, we're going to probably have to raise the rates again, and they're going to raise the rates on the subways and the buses. And it's like, it's $2.75 now. It's like, listen, make the fare $5. Give me a newspaper, a cup of coffee, have me a hostess, show me a movie. I don't care. Because they run it like whatever. And it'll be interesting to see if the MTA raises their fares. Invariably, they fares at the same time. Oh, and I'll tell you else what's screwing up Manhattan traffic is Uber with these group rides, these freaking group rides where people share the ride, like, you know, they get like 3-4 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's stop and go and stop and go, and they're coming out and they're getting in and they're on the phone and blah, blah, blah. And I've heard the incidences of accidents and, you know, with these group rides with Uber has gone way up. I mean, obviously, because it adds 4 times the risk to the guy driving. And I'm wondering how the insurance company.
Let me ask you this. These group rides that Uber is doing, you know, taxis are going to start doing them also with the Curb app. Okay. But regardless of that, where do you think these passengers are not going instead? In other words, are they subway passengers? Are they bus passengers? Are they taxi passengers?
No, they're basically the Uber millennials. I mean, I get them paying from a mile away, so I don't think they're hopping out of yellow cabs to join Uber to become group riders. Now, these are all the Uber millennial geeks who are on suicide watch because Hillary lost.
Mm-hmm.
But they're group riding in Uber and they're paying $5 and blah blah blah. But they make my skin crawl. I'll tell you, I love my taxi passengers. Because they're cut from a different kind of cloth, okay?
Mm.
And every now and then I'll get one of these Uberians, I call them, like another species, who are either drunk or they lost their credit card or something, and they get in the cab. And we have to start telling the cabbies, you don't have to legally pick up these drunk Uber people, because they don't want to go into an Uber car, because the cabbie will, the Uber driver will rat them out on their star rating. So they come crawling back to yellow cabs with their dollar tip.
Uh-huh.
And you say, pick up anybody. It doesn't. You say, welcome back. We love you. I say, no, please stay away because we're making very good business with the people we have. Here's the yellow cab business now. We're doing a very good business with, I'm so sorry. I'm rambling through your show, but I think I'm bringing up points. Am I talking too much?
No. Okay. So,
so I got to tell you who a lot of the core of the yellow cab business is now.
Yeah.
We're getting the tourists in from Kennedy Airport. Kennedy Airport has been very solid for the yellow cab, which is why I think Uber's trying to screw with us with their what they say are, you know, cheap airport rides. And then what happens is their drivers don't want the cheap airport rides. So I'm wondering how that all works. But we're getting a lot of tourist business and a lot of Europeans and a lot of people coming in. And the thing that made me crazy is the Europeans were coming in droves into Manhattan to see the city, but the little caveat was a lot of them were Airbnb people. And Cuomo and de Blasio again apparently said, "Oh, Airbnb is hurting the people with apartments and they're ruining the quality of life." I was like, ruining the quality of life? These are people who are coming in to spend $10,000 in New York. They're not the ones I'm worried about ruining quality of life. The one I'm worried about quality of life is the guy with gang tattoos on his forehead and on his face coming in through New York. That's who I'm worried about. I'm not worried about the guy doing Airbnb, staying in Brooklyn, bringing in his family with $10,000 to spend. He's okay. He can come in. No problem. But the problem now is they made this rule with Cuomo again. It's a different planet with some of these guys. They said, "We got to crack down on Airbnb. We can't let them stay like this. You're not running a hotel," and blah, blah, blah. So I think maybe the Hotel Association got on them because they were afraid of losing business. And of course, the city gets 18% of a hotel tax for every room they rent out for these hotel guests. So, I mean, we're kind of in the primordial soup of what we're going to do with the Airbnb people. But my view is, please, let's find a way to keep them coming in because a lot of these people just aren't going to come to New York if they have to pay $800 a night to stay in a hotel. I mean, if they can stay at somebody's house for a few bucks, find a way where you can, where you pay an annual fee and you can do this. I think where it stands right now is they said you can do it on a personal basis, but you can't do it like on a commercial basis. Like you can't frame your Airbnb promotion as advertising, saying you can stay here no problem, because there have been a couple of Airbnbs where, I mean, unfortunately, someone will get raped or robbed or shot or stabbed, and then it turns out that he wasn't supposed to be in the apartment in the first place. So once we get through all that stuff, I think it's going to be great because the yellow cab is the beneficiary of a lot of Airbnb people, and we are getting a lot of tourist business in the city. So I just there's a lot of stuff we got to do here, Abe. I'm excited about the new year 2017. We got a new president who's going to be business friendly, and we got a mayoral election, so it's a very good time to be in radio, my friend.
You mentioned these people at the airport getting into taxis, and do you think it would be a good idea? And I think it would be a good idea when they get into the taxi at the airport, they're given a card with the medallion number of the taxi. At least they were when I was driving. Do they still do that?
Yes, they do. They give you like a little slip that
Okay,
they print out of the cab.
on that card should be the rates of the New York City taxis.
Yeah, I mean at least something, because there's nothing, and and they're afraid. I mean, a lot of these people come in, they've hired such surly taxi dispatchers at JFK. I mean, so I'd say it's 60-40. I'd say about 40% of them are nice, but 60% of them are real surly with an attitude. They should not be in the people business. And these people are getting into the cabs. I don't want to say they're afraid of them, but they avoid them like the plague because they hear them. Bah, 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 bah. It's like, who the hell is this person yelling at customers for yellow cabs? And I hope these people don't think that we are in charge of the taxi dispatcher. This is some mess that the Port Authority has to get out of.
These people have to be removed.
You're removed, yeah.
Okay.
That's
I
the
mean, this is what kind of an airport do what kind of airports do we have? Where these people are allowed to hawk
answer.
customers. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I've asked some of these taxi dispatchers, I say, "Have you guys ever tried to get the police over there?" He goes, No, we call the police and they just keep coming back." It's like, listen, you're supposed to be on the front lines of. I mean, the taxi dispatcher is to provide a safe area for their passengers. If you see some nut hustling people on your taxi line, you're not supposed to stand there and watch. So I'm
Mike,
starting to wonder if there's some chicanery going on there too.
let me tell you a little story, okay,
Go ahead.
of my younger days, okay? I was in the
Yeah, they want.
army, okay?
Right.
This is 1968, okay? A couple of years
50
ago,
years ago, wow.
yeah, okay. And I was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, okay, for about 5 months I was there. Okay, and during that time, on the weekend, you know, we'd get off Saturday afternoon and not have to be back on duty till Monday morning, right? So we would travel to St. Louis, which was like 150 miles away, okay? Just to see, you know, we were kids. We were having fun, you know. I mean, actually, you know, we were grown-ups. We were in the Army. You know, I got drafted. I didn't join, okay? I just want everybody to know that, okay? And I had a car. We were allowed to have our own personal vehicles, okay? Okay, and this car was a piece of junk, like you can't believe, but it worked, all right? Right. And I never
I didn't catch that part, last part. What did you say?
I said the car was a piece of junk, but it worked, okay?
Right, okay.
And, and, you know, being in the Army, we got paid $80 a month at that time.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, I mean, even considering that the dollar was worth more then, you know, it still didn't go very far, the $80. Okay, so
you say that again.
Yeah. So when I would go into St. Louis, I remember one time being there by myself, and I needed gas money to get back to Fort Leonard Wood. Okay.
Yeah.
So I knew that a lot of soldiers would fly into the airport there. I forgot the name of the airport, and I went to the airport to see if anybody dressed in uniform. Naturally, they would be going to Fort Leonard Wood, okay. And I was trying to get gas money, okay.
Yeah.
So I would go over to a soldier, say, "Are you going to Fort Leonard Wood?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Can you give me a ride for? I'll give you a ride there for $5." I would tell him, okay.
So this is before you got into the kid. This is before you got into.
This
the
is before I ever drove a taxi cab. In New York City,
okay.
Yeah. And I would ask for $5, and I did this a couple of times, okay, and I'd get two or three guys to give me $5. $15 was plenty of money for gas. I was happy, okay.
Right.
And one time I was doing this at the St. Louis airport, and I got some guy came over to me and said, put his arm on my shoulder and said, "Come with me." They were going to arrest me. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. This is what should be happening. I'm telling you this story because this is what should be happening at JFK. Okay. They were going to arrest me for illegal soliciting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to them. I said, "Look, I'm in the Army." I said, "You know, I'm just looking for soldiers to give me gas money to get back to the fort." And I showed them my military ID. Okay. And they understood. And they said, "Okay, but don't do it anymore." They said to me. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So I said, and I agreed, and I never did it again. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is that they were so well policed there that a little nothing like me, you know, couldn't get away with this simple little gas money thing.
Right.
Okay.
During the Vietnam War, they're busting you for gas money.
Right. Exactly. But the point I'm trying to make is that they were so well policed there. And right. why don't they have these police at JFK and LaGuardia keeping these hustlers from ripping off our passengers, the visitors to our city who are going to go home and not tell of the wonderful experiences they had? They're going to talk about how they got taken advantage of by illegal taxis and doormen.
Well, this is the other problem. I mean, you get people coming in from overseas and from South America and from Australia. We've got a lot of Australians, a lot of Brits coming into to visit America. And I'll tell you something, and South Americans they come into. And what happens is they run a gauntlet of people ripping them off. They run a gauntlet of people driving illegal cars at Kennedy Airport. They run a gauntlet of going to the hotel and having their trusted, beloved doorman basically conspiring to rip them off at the hotel he's working at for an illegal limousine who's not even hiding around the corner. He's parked in front of the hotel. There's no call. There's no dispatch. And the yellow cab is sitting there like in shock watching all this happen. And, I mean, I've seen people at Kennedy Airport being led away by a guy to a car. And all of a sudden you see them pirouette, shake their head, and go back to the yellow cab. And then the guy who's trying to rip them off gets indignant and starts yelling vulgarities at these women who are all set to walk over with a guy in a private car at Kennedy Airport where they have cops all over the place. Now, especially at Kennedy Airport, if you can't police a few guys hustling people off the taxi line, how are you going to protect the flying customers from terrorists? God forbid. God forbid there's an attack in the airport. Mm-hmm. You can't keep the cab line secure. You're going to tell me that you're going to enforce security for the passengers. So there's big picture, little picture stuff. But it's the broken windows effect with us is you got to get these guys out of here. A lot of these guys are just degenerate gamblers and jailbirds and coke fiends and crackheads driving cars, and they go out and try and pick up a quick $100 to support their various vices. You got to get them out of here. And I don't want know why this is such a big
deal.
Has
to be they have to clean the swamp.
They got to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp, right. Okay.
Drain the swamp.
All right, Mike, we've had a good show here, okay? On last week's show, you said we said that I would tell my robbery story, the one where I got robbed, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold it till next week because we're reaching the 50-minute mark here, close to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You know, so what do you think? Should I tell the story or what?
No, save it for next week. We've got to keep wanting.
Okay,
keep wanting.
I will tell the story of when I got robbed in 1986 at the corner of Bond and Baltic, in broad daylight.
Well, I got to tell you a story. Now, people get afraid of getting robbed and ripped off. I'm going to tell the cabbies a place where you're not going to get robbed and you're not going to get ripped off, and that's Checker Management, the greatest taxi garage in the universe. And they have a brand new big location on 38th Avenue and 12th Street in Long Island City. And if you go to the front, the first page of our website, all the information's right there, and their phone number. They have just moved to a bigger, more beautiful location in Long Island City, convenient to all trains and subways. That's Checker Management. And if you go to the front of our website, the first page, dead center, right in the middle, all the information is there. So congratulations to the good people of Checker Management.
Mike, do they have a clean restroom?
They have three clean restrooms.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
they have so it's very good. They have clean restrooms, and it's a big driver area. And they also have free donuts, cookies, and coffees. As a way of saying thank you to their cabbie friends coming in through the door. So they're on 38th Avenue and 12th Street, Checker Management. You got to go there and drive a cab there today. We'll come up with a jingle for them, mate. We'll
okay. Drive a Checker. Okay.
Drive a Checker. But that has nothing to do with my enthusiasm.
Okay. All right, Mike.
My enthusiasm is pure.
Okay, yeah. Mike, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Okay.
And good luck to Mr. Trump and his new little enterprise. And like I said, again, if you want a great cab deal, go to Checker in Long Island City. Brand new location, 38th Avenue and 12th Street. And I guess that's our show for this week. And next week, Abe will be back with his robbery story. Yay!
Well, I'll keep a note of that. Okay. All right. Bye, everyone.
Good night, world. Bye.